This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you leave Andy Lippman at the Media Lab and weave your way through the buildings of campus in search of space research, you'll arrive at a much older building. It holds MIT's Man-Vehicle Laboratory. There, Professor Larry Young and his students are working on an important tech innovation, but it's far from fancy software or the latest gadget. It's a long-term mission to protect our brains, whether you're on the ski slope, on a bike, or headed to Mars. I joined Larry in his office to talk about improving our helmets.
So our interest in helmets began with interest in ski helmets, and in fact, it was on a trip to Austria. I realized that all of the people wearing helmets were from North America. This was at a resort near San Anton. And when I asked my host about it, he gave me the usual kinds of excuses for not wearing a helmet. They're too heavy, they're uncomfortable, they're too hot. And so I set out to see if we could make a helmet which was safer, at the same time would not have any of the disadvantages that he mentioned. And we came up with an invention which has had extensions into fields very far away from ski racing.
What are some of the new technologies and new materials that you might employ in new helmets?
The ones that we're looking at are actually rather simple and rather straightforward. We have the concept that if we can spread out the time course of the pressure wave as it passes through the brain, that the peak damage will be limited. And the way we spread it out is, rather than have a foam liner which would compress, we would fill it with channels that have a fluid in it. And therefore, when a shock wave hits this liner, it compresses these little channels, pushes the fluid into the foam, and thereby absorbs some energy.
Tell me about one of the other things you're working on right now that you're just developing now that maybe people aren't aware of yet, but you guys are dealing with every day.
One of the areas that we're very interested in the Manned Vehicle Lab here at MIT is protection of astronauts against the inevitable debilitating effects of long durations in weightlessness. What do I mean by long duration? I mean the time it takes to go to Mars. During all of that time, the fact that we're in weightlessness means the following: bone loss, muscle loss, cardiovascular deconditioning, and so on. So we're looking at other countermeasures.
Like what?
Well, like what is called artificial gravity. Artificial gravity simply means that if you can put somebody in a rotating environment, a centrifuge, they will be forced out toward the rim. And if they're standing up against the rim, they will have a force on their body which is not exactly the same as the gravitational force, but in many ways resembles it. And our hope is that that will prevent the very kinds of deconditioning which make travel to Mars not only expensive, but potentially hazardous.
Professor Larry Young, thank you very much.
My pleasure.